Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mets postgame show, the WCBS Mets Radio Network. 6-0, the Mets lose to the Phillies tonight here at Citi Field. As Philadelphia takes the final game of three, the Mets outscored the Phillies 14-1 the first two nights. The highlights brought to you by Smithtown Nissan. See FINA first at Smithtown Nissan. They're staying on top by keeping their prices at the bottom. Jason Vargas' ERA in the first inning was 29 entering tonight's game. Actually, it was 19-29, but it actually came down. He only gave up one run in the first inning today, and it was because of back-to-back doubles. JT Realmuto with one out, followed by Bryce Harper.
2-0 pitch. Swinging a liner towards first over the head of a leaping Smith and down the right field line for a hit. That will easily score Realmuto for second. Harper pulls into second standing with a double. And the Phillies have a 1-0 first inning lead.
Bryce Harper with his first hit off a left-handed starter this year. He'd been doing well against left-handed relievers. As he punched that ball into the right field corner, he gave the Phillies a 1-0 start. Although Jason Vargas would settle in, he only allowed one hit after that. As he pitched into the fifth inning, he worked 4 2/3. Painting the Corners brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store or sherwinwilliams.com and learn how to make the most of your color with the very best paint. The slow-working Vince Velasquez would have some base runners to deal with, especially in the first and third innings, but each time he would get out of it, the Mets left the bases loaded in the first. They had runners on second and third with one out in the third, but both Wilson Ramos and Dominic Smith struck out to end that threat. The Mets also had their leadoff man on in the fourth inning when Todd Frazier was hit by a pitch. At that point, home plate umpire Brian Gorman warned both benches about hitting batters tonight, and no other batters were hit, purposely at least, although Vargas did hit JT Realmuto in the top of the fifth with a 3-2 pitch. Frazier was left at second, though, and again, the Mets could not get anybody home. They've been struggling lately with runners in scoring position, batting just 183 over their last 10 games. It stayed 1-0 all the way until the top of the eighth tonight. Seth Lugo worked a couple of scoreless innings out of the Mets bullpen. Daniel Zamora struck out Bryce Harper, the only batter that he faced tonight. That happened in the seventh inning. But in the eighth, it was Robert Gsellman facing Rhys Hoskins, and Hoskins would start a rally, tripling into the gap in right center field, the first triple of Hoskins' major league career. The next batter with the infield in was Michael Franco.
First pitch, swinging a hard hit grounder past the diving Rosario, a base hit going into left field, and Hoskins scores from third. Franco with an RBI single is aboard, and it's 2-0 Philadelphia. They had to play the infield in a 1-0 game in the eighth inning.
Franco with the base hit that brought home Hoskins. The Phillies would start to pull away at that point. And that base hit tonight's chock full of nuts, turning point of the game. Listen to WCBS 880 tomorrow in the 8 a.m. hour during Sports with Brad Heller for your chance to win. If the 88th caller correctly identifies the turning point, they'll win a pair of Mets tickets. The turning point sponsored by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. There were more runs where that came from in the eighth inning for the Phillies. Cesar Hernandez would single after Franco. Sean Rodriguez laid down a sack bunt, and then a base hit from Phil Gosselin would knock in Franco. Roman Quinn with a bunt base hit to score Hernandez, and the Phillies had a 4-0 lead, although Quinn would leave the game a little bit later after it seemed like he hurt his groin running up the first base side after that bunt single. It was in the ninth inning, though, when the headlines were grabbed by Rhys Hoskins. Jacob Rehm entered. He pitched the ninth inning yesterday with the Mets in front by a large margin, and he whizzed a couple around the head of Rhys Hoskins, which certainly drew the ire of both Hoskins and the Phillies. Tonight, Rehm would walk Bryce Harper to lead off the ninth, and then he would hang a pitch to Hoskins.
1-1 pitch, swinging a high fly ball deep to left, hooking towards the corner. McNeil over in front of the fence. He jumps. He can't get it. It's a home run. And Rhys Hoskins is taking a very slow trot around the bases. He did it against Jacob Rehm, the guy who buzzed him last night and looked like as he got to second. I mean, he's practically walking to third base. This is going to stick out in some minds as well. But he did something. I don't know if he waved to mimic the fans or something out towards right field or just said goodbye or whatever. But now he just basically walks before skipping a step across home plate. And I'm sure that will stick in the particular craw of one Jacob Rehm, never mind the rest of the New York Mets.
Rhys Hoskins with a two-run homer, a slow trot around the bases. And it took 34 seconds for Hoskins to pull around all the way to home plate. That wave that Howie was talking about, that's something that he does after every home run he hits. He waves to the Phillies bullpen with a sort of a hook'em horns signal that he throws their way. So that wasn't really a big deal, but the slow trot sticks out, the little shuffle before getting to home plate. That was something from Rhys Hoskins that you don't usually see as he hit his seventh home run of the year to give the Phillies a 6-0 lead. That would be the final here tonight at Citi Field.